I don't see it as a good way to resolve the problem in southern Sudan, because it would be like the region is going to come into southern Sudan and fight with only one ethnic group or one tribes in southern Sudan. The negotiation is a better settlement, and then the release of those groups that the president has promised that he will release them is the best way to solve the problem, because this problem in southern Sudan, it's a complex situation and need to be tackled with a lot of care and a lot of education. People need to get educated about the situation in southern Sudan.
President Salva Kiir has said he is ready to hold talks or dialogue with Riek Machar without any preconditions. But Riek Machar, the former vice president, is saying that unless you release these people who have been arrested, I am not going to hold negotiations with you. So he is putting conditions, and that doesn't help with trying to resolve the problem. What is your take on that?
You know, those groups, even us and myself, were calling for those groups to be released, because I see that that's one of the solutions to the problem, that if this group is released, then they will be able to help, because the groups, those groups were reformist. They wanted to reform the party, and the president has accepted it of releasing them. And if you release them, they will be part of a solution to the problem. So I don't see it as a condition, but a reality, because who's going to talk with the government? Because what we are going to talk about, these are things concerning the party, and these groups who are arrested are reformist, and they wanted to reform the party, and they did not talk about overthrowing of President Salva, because President Salva was elected leader, and all of us knows about it, and we wanted democratic processes in the party, which some of us doubt that there are no democracy going on in southern Sudan, and the whole world was watching also. So it is not only those groups who are talking about it. So it is not a condition, but it is a reality, which will help the process of the dialogue.
The UN Secretary General said those who committed atrocities should be punished. Do you think both sides should be investigated and prosecuted if indeed it's found that supporters have committed serious human rights violations against the people of South Sudan from both sides?
Yeah, I will agree with that, because we want a free Southern Sudan where people are free mentally, free socially, and also free politically. And I, for one, will not accept any leader who will come to Southern Sudan and oppress. We just came out of oppression, slavery, and all this. And if somebody comes and say that he will rule by doing all those things that we fought for, we will not accept that. So let the law take its course after the bloodshed is stopped and our people are secure. Then the investigation of human rights will come in, so anybody can face the law.
What do you think is the best way to resolve this crisis in South Sudan?
The best way is dialogue. And we have, this is not new for our situation in southern Sudan. Even during the struggle, we have been doing that, not only among ourselves, even with Khartoum. After starting of the war of 1983, we have been negotiating with the government of the day in Khartoum. And then the same thing with ourselves. We had our own problems, and we have been sitting down and discussing them. And that's where you hear that there was something called a Nyanyatu, and then and this and that. But the leadership has been talking with all of them. Even Dr. Machar went to Khartoum in 1991, and we continued dialoguing, and then he came back to the movement. And that's why we became very strong, and we won the negotiation together, because it's very important for us to be together as one country with one tribe. We don't name ourselves, this is where, this is this, this is what. So the negotiation has been something that we have learned when we were fighting. So that's the only settlement that we know and we understand. We're not through the barrel of the gun. It's important that we negotiate, we dialogue, and see really what is the problem, and choose democratic path.